Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grubb bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number 1.
The NL Wild Card Series continues today with Game 2 as the Cubs look to close out the Padres here at Wrigley Field. Official pregame coverage begins at 1:30. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer have the first pitch at 2:08. Every local broadcast of Cubs playoff baseball can be heard here on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Now here is our first question. Who was the MVP of the Cubs 3-1 win over the Padres in Game 1 of the NL Wild Card?
Okay, this is an easy answer. It was Craig Counsell. Get on board. Get on board with Craig. Craig's making the right decisions, and I believe that continues in Game 2, although this is a much more challenging contest because of Shota Imanaga coming off the pine out of the bullpen and pitching the second inning on and trying to get the bulk of, let's say, 12 to 16 outs from Shota Imanaga. But it's Craig Counsell.
You just wanted to reinforce your who's your guy pick.
Yeah, well, and you're just mad because I gave you Mike Quatty.
Well, that's true.
What about Dale Swaim?
Swaim was so yesterday, Layla.
What about the College of Coaches? What about them?
Oh, what about the one-arm guy? You know what I'm saying? What about Don Baylor? What about Dusty Baker? Why can't we get into those guys?
Those work. I like Dusty Baker. But,
yeah, Dusty's a good one.
But Craig Counsell, I think Craig Counsell was the MVP yesterday. But I'm curious as to who do you believe was the MVP.
I believe the MVP may have actually been Seiya Suzuki.
Okay.
Because if it wasn't for Seiya, the Cubs would have still been stuck with just one measly hit until he hit that home run. He was the one who kind of broke it open. Does that take anything away from Carson Kelly? Absolutely not. To go back-to-back like that, especially in a playoff game, tear the cover off Wrigley even though there's not one. Everybody got up. Everybody's cheering. I feel like Seiya Suzuki was because he had to have the bop. We talked about stoppers and boppers. He was the first bopper to get on the board, and as we mentioned earlier, that was a laser. Like a shark with a laser beam attached to its head, like Dr. Evil. Wow. I don't know if the sharks ever actually got realized in the movie, but the point is the concept is there, and he executed 424 feet off that laser of a home run. He's got to be one of the hitters who steps up, not just in this playoff series, for however long they're alive. He needs to be that guy. So to continue the streak that we saw him start for a few games of the regular season to now, Seiya Suzuki for me.
Guys, there was one out in the fifth inning yesterday, and Craig Counsell, Marshall's guy, pinpointed as Marshall's guy, comes out to the mound and says, good job. Thank you for your 4 1/3, Matthew Boyd. You allowed just the one run on the four hits. You struck out two. You gave me 58 good pitches. My MVP from yesterday is Daniel Palencia. Daniel Palencia comes in. He has struggled mightily lately. Cliff Floyd talked about it, and we all thought, that's it, his season is over on that horrific day that he had when he injured himself. And it's like, okay, they've caught up to 100 miles per hour. Teams are seeing it well. Good old-fashioned country hardball. Yeah, Palencia just bringing the noise, and the Padres couldn't handle it. In that fifth inning, he gets Tatis and Arise. Arise, Layla and I still feel... I still feel. Maybe I'm on an island now. The most dangerous hitter in the...
No,
the guy that...
Lengthens the lineup, extends innings.
Okay. Then he pitches the sixth inning. Just bring in heat like it was nothing. And he had composure. Because, you know, you don't know with a guy like that. Because he kind of, like, you got a little PCA in him. He runs high. The adrenaline is high. And he seemed to channel everything perfectly. He gave you what you needed when you needed it. And it was my biggest question of the day yesterday. Who is that guy that's going to come in high leverage in the middle of the game? Daniel Dan Palencia is my MVP.
I like that.
Number two.
Andrew Kittredge will open the game today for the Cubs. Matthew Boyd recorded 13 of the 27 outs yesterday. Will Shota Imanaga record half of the 27 outs to get through game two?
Ooh, that's a good question. Two times through the order is at least what you're asking for. So that's 9 and 9, which would be 18. So when I consider that piece of it, I should sure hope so. And as far as we know, at least the latest report that we have, I can't tell by the trees out here in Gallagher Way, I don't think they're a good measure of this, is that the wind is blowing in. That was the report. I believe Bruce Levine had it for us earlier. So since that's the case, and Shota is at home, and Shota faced the Padres in a pretty big game in the home opener, at least the biggest one comparatively speaking to now against the Padres, previous to yesterday, then I think I like his chances to at least get 13 outs. Sure.
I think in a perfect world that happens. Unfortunately, the world is imperfect, as we all know. I think Shota might get through four innings, so he might get you 12 outs. I can't see him getting the 14 or over the half of outs required to get through a Major League Baseball game. I think he's going to have a very, very short leash, and that Craig Counsell is going to have a very, very quick hook. I think you could be looking at Aaron Civale, Michael Soroka. You could be looking at Colin Ray. Colin Ray's probably the number one contestant if it goes, let's say he only gets through the lineup one time and he gives up three or four runs. Then you might see Colin Ray extended.
Hey, I think Craig Counsell told us yesterday with what he did with Matthew Boyd, the first second of perceived trouble or going the third time through the lineup, he was out there. And Matthew Boyd pitched well for the most part. He gave you, you know, into the fifth inning, like I said, with the one run and four hits. So what I'm saying is I don't think he will pitch half of those. I do think it's three or four strong innings. He will have pitched well, but Craig is not playing. I mean, even the tiniest bit of disturbance, a single, a hard double in the gap, Craig Counsell is going to be running out there. And I'm not predicting home runs necessarily.
Hard hit balls.
That, whereas during the regular season, you don't even pay attention to that kind of stuff. Now, Craig, as we saw yesterday, pays attention to that kind of stuff in the postseason.
I also want to bring up the point, like, I'm not saying he gets 18 consecutive outs. That would be him working through a no-hitter.
Right,
I'm just saying,
sick.
Based on that math, I like him to at least get 13 of the 18 via two times through the order. Sorry.
I don't always explain
my math all the time.
Well, you know, that's
life.
Yeah. There's no way he's getting through this game without giving up a home run.
Well, that's a different discussion.
I know. I'm just telling you.
When did you go negative? You're no longer our most important co-host after that. Nice going, Mark.
Couldn't even make it through the whole show.
We don't play favorites. What are you doing over here?
I tried. Like yesterday, he was very important to us. Layla, it's over.
He's no longer important to us.
He's still very important to us. We don't play favorites.
Oh, okay. Well, I did yesterday. I'm not going to lie, Layla. It was right out there.
You wanted Dale Swaim as your manager? This is nothing against him.
Is this about Quaddy?
It's just the concept.
I feel a little tension
today.
It's
the concept of deep cut requests of cup managerial names. Ray, I'm sorry.
Riggleman.
Number three.
This is 5 on it on 670. The score, Layla, Marshall, Grody,
yes,
all in the house at Gallagher Way before game two of Cubs Padres. Here's the question: how many runs will it take to win today's game?
Because it's in my head now, I'm going to say at least 5 for the Cubs. That's it. That's the reason for my whole being. Yep.
I think 5 is a good number. That's the one I was originally going to go with. And because you said it, that's not going to change me from sticking to it. It's going to take at least 5 runs to win this ball
game. We are a magician's mark of a client, because they'll be like, pick a number between 1 and 2, and they were 1 and 10, and they just played 5 on it. We're like, gee, what number do we want to pick?
I feel a lot of pressure to go with that 5 at this point. But, I mean, okay, let's just talk it through here. You guys are pretty comfortable with going up against Dylan Cease. Like, you okay with that? I mean, you got to run up on – I mean, Dylan Cease kind of sabotages himself because he runs up that pitch count fast.
He gets cute.
So it's interesting because Cliff Floyd said, be aggressive, so you don't get to the good stuff from Dylan Cease. But I almost be like, I'm sort of conflicted that you wait back a little bit, let that guy work up his pitch count to get Dylan Cease out of there
he gets
by the
better.
Fourth inning.
He'll get better sometimes, like the second time he sees an order.
Okay.
He's like that.
Grody, I think the other thing is when we talk about be aggressive versus waiting Dylan Cease out, just recognize balls and strikes. Do that and they'll be fine.
Okay.
Mark Grody, you didn't say a number.
Oh, I'm going to go with 5. I don't want to depart. Look at Patrick Finley and his family.
Hi, Patrick Finley.
Look at Patrick Finley.
Or is it your brother? We hear your brother was in the press box.
Oh, it's his brother. Yeah.
Okay, so he's here. Patrick Finley and his
Boone.
Family is here.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I've met Corey. I've seen Corey in person. Well, look at that. Everybody's here. Shout out. See, Bears. Bears made it into the 5 on it.
Yeah, they're
Bears.
Padres. The Padres people are here. Yes. Padres people are very nice, though.
Oh, and he has the Morejon jersey on.
Honest to God. It's a good look. And, every San Diego, like, this fan base is laid back and cool. I will say that.
They are, after having been the Padres field reporter, I can confirm that. Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I'm right about that.
You are absolutely right about
that. Thank you. Thank you for confirming.
They're passionate about their baseball, but they're chill about it.
Yeah, it's California, man.
Robbie.
Number 4.
I mean, we need you.
Who you got as a pick to click for game number 2?
Speaking of San Diego Padres stories, would you like to hear one real quick?
Oh, yes, please.
So our broadcast with Mark Grant, Dick Enberg, me at the time, and Mark Sweeney and Mike Pomeranz, not Drew Pomeranz, but Mike.
Related?
No. Mm. They've talked about it, apparently. We called it Pick the Stick.
Time for Pick the Stick.
Impossible to not make a joker giggle. Impossible. And part of my job was to bring a fan onto the field and during home games have them also pick. It was a challenging time. Also, obviously pre-COVID.
When you say pick the stick, the first thing that comes to my mind, because I'm from Alabama, you know, the South, is like my grandmother when we used to get in trouble, like go pick the switch. Yeah, go pick a switch off that tree so I can light you up.
The sample is what comes to my mind then.
Oh,
you say
see
switch.
That works.
See, and that's how we play the game of add on to it. So all of that said, it did make me laugh, but my pick is not a Padre because A, I don't work there anymore, and B, I want to pick a Cub. I continue to go with Nico.
Wow. Double down.
As long as he's going to be consistent, I will be consistent in picking him. That's how it works.
Go ahead, Grody.
Okay, there is
I'll give you
second pick.
There is something going on with Dansby Swanson. Does he not look just like a badass out there right now? He looks important. He is like the guy that you can depend on right now. He had 2 sick plays, one in the second inning, one in the fourth inning, both with men on in scoring position to basically dash those innings. So something is in the air with Dansby Swanson. I think he does it with his bat today, though.
What if it's just playoffs? Like, this is the
maybe.
Time. What if he's the playoff guy?
That's what I was saying about the Yankees. Yes, the Yankees and Dodgers, that this is the time that those guys, this is where it pays off. You pay the big bucks to those guys to win.
Money-making time.
It is money-making time. You pay the big bucks to Dansby Swanson to show up right now, and I'll be damned if he didn't yesterday, and I'll be even more damned if he doesn't today.
That was very Southern of you, almost.
Thank you.
You had me roll in there. That was very Dansby Swanson Southern of you.
You could relate. I got you.
I'm going to assume you don't want me to pick the manager, Craig Counsell, because that would be my pick.
That was our whole show yesterday.
Okay, look.
You can't do something different.
Stick implies bat.
Okay,
right.
So somebody who hits. Okay. Give me Michael Busch. Give me the only guy in this lineup who has 2 home runs career off
like
of Dylan Cease. Give me Michael Busch.
You are pandering.
Mainly
you are
because
pandering,
he leads off, so he'll probably get the maximum number of plate appearances, because by math, if you lead off, you're going to get as many or more plate appearances than everyone else.
Good on you for explaining yours as opposed to what I did earlier.
you just became our most important co-host again because the crowd loved your
stop
answer.
Playing favorites.
Oh, darn it.
Michael Busch, yeah. Everybody get on board with everybody on board with Michael Busch?
Look at this guy.
Marshall knows how to lead a crowd, man.
He knows how to.
He had a revival for All-Star voting. The guy knows what to do.
He's a handsome man.
Five on it.
we interrupt this edition of Five On It because we have a special treat. 670 The Score's Bruce Levine is on the field with Cubs reliever Drew Pomeranz.
Rick.
Drew, just run prevention, the way the bullpen, the defense has been the signature of the Chicago Cub team. It must be fun to be a part of because it's a lot of fun to watch.
It is, yeah. I mean, our defense is so good behind us. You know, they're out there diving all over the place. I mean, Dansby made a, you know, incredible play, like running into the outfield to save a run. And, you know, there's so many ways they're saving runs. You know, every time we're out there, you know, it just makes us as pitchers feel really confident just to, you know, stick to our game and let them hit the ball and let the guys make plays behind us.
Drew, you're the perfect person to talk to before this game because they're using an opener and then they're coming in with a starter, most likely, even though Craig hasn't shown his hand. It's a likely scenario. You've done both extremely well during your career. Talk about coming in as an opener, which you've done a lot this year. What is the mindset when you come in and start a game and you know you're going to only be in for an inning?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of the same mindset. You go in there as like a high leverage guy. You know, you go right in there, you want to pound the zone, you want to get out of there quick. You know, typically, you know, obviously going with a righty today to get some of those guys at the top of the lineup. Then we don't know what's going to happen from there. But it's the same mindset. You know, you go in there and you act like you're closing the game, you know, in the first inning. You got to make good pitches because especially now in playoffs too, like it's every pitch is the same no matter when you throw it. You know, tensions are high. You know, guys are looking to do damage. You know, but we'll see what happens today.
Now, on the other hand, you're a perfect person to talk to about starting because you did that a lot during your career. In Shota's case, is he going to have to throw 30 pitches to be ready, considering he's been a starting pitcher his whole career? Can you get ready to go out there and throw four or five innings with less than that in the second inning?
I don't know. I mean, you must have more info than I do. I don't even know who's coming in after Kit. But, you know, typically they're really good here about allowing guys, even the guys like Soroka and Savali who have come down into the bullpen, with us as of late, and they're really good about giving them the time and giving them a heads up about when they're going to pitch so they can plan accordingly if they want to, you know, get ready and do a sit like they normally would as a starter. Craig and Tommy are really good about, you know, allowing, you know, giving those guys as much time as possible.
What have you learned about Wrigley Field that you didn't know as an opposing player here all the years that you played? And whether it's a great pitching park, a good pitching park, or some days the worst thing that can happen to a pitcher?
Yeah, you know, I really didn't understand how much the wind played a factor in. I always thought of it as a smaller ballpark. You know, I really didn't look at the dimensions down the line are actually fairly deep. And the wind plays a huge factor. I mean, when the wind blows in or it really knocks the ball down, and when the wind's not blowing or blowing out, it does play like a small park. So I really didn't realize all of those things, you know, before I played here.
Final question. When you see teammates who haven't been through this before, as a veteran who's been through a million of these, do you advise, do you watch, or do you wait for them to talk to you?
Yeah, I give help, you know, all the help I can, you know, throughout the season and postseason, whatever. You know, typically some guys will come up and ask questions, or, you know, sometimes I'll just come out with things and say them, you know, but we just all want to make sure everyone's feeling comfortable. And it's more about knowing when you're going to pitch and knowing what, like, you know, when you might go in or how long you might be in for, or all these things change, especially in the postseason. And, you know, we all talk about it. We all sit around and talk about it, and, you know, we all give our thoughts and try to help each other be prepared for any situation.
We found out today that your group is called the Units. So go have fun with the Units before the game and during. Thanks for joining us. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Drew. Layla, now back to you.
Thanks, Bruce.
Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce Levine helping us out with an interview with Drew Pomeranz in the field. And there's a chance he pitches even today based on the usage of him and how he came out yesterday. The guy is consistent. Like, you can't say that enough.
I was confused. Did he say the units is what they call
it? I thought it was the unit, like the bullpen unit.
Okay, the bullpen unit, singular. Okay, that makes
sense. But I think he might have said the units, plural.
Yeah, that's did. That's what I heard, units.
Wasn't that a 90s clothing store, units? Ooh. Like, you bought different stuff and it
went
together.
That was Chess King you were thinking. Oh, no, I know what you're talking about.
No, for me it was not Chess King.
You're right, it was not that. You're right. You put the things together and the whatnots
units.
And so forth. Yeah.
The who's-its and the what's-its and the widgets.
Great talking by me.
The big thing that I took away from that conversation with Drew Pomerantz, when he talked about having the same mindset as if you were in the back of a game, high leverage.
Yeah.
And here's why that's interesting. Because it was described earlier today on Mullion Haw by pitching coach Tommy Hotovy as a high leverage situation. Here's why. It's the first inning. You're facing their best three hitters. But also, there's no issue with the clouds and the sunset and the shadows. There's no issue there. So that's a chance for them to get off. It's going to be harder to get off later depending on what the cloud situation is.
I'm glad you brought up Tommy Hotovy because he is a part of our next discussion coming up next here in Raheemy Harris and Grody live from Gallagher Way on 670 The Score. We've got to get into Drew Pomerantz said it. He's not going to let you know. He's not going to give away the state secrets, but we all suspect we're going to see Shota Imanaga today after the man known as Kit. We have a nickname for Andrew Kittredge. So let's discuss the use of who we think is going to be on the mound and how next. This is Raheemy Harris and Grody live from Gallagher Way with a very fun crowd hanging out with us. Enjoy some playoff baseball as we get you ready for game two on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
How many bottles of champagne have you used here today?
Probably more than 10, and I learned that with champagne, instead of drinking it, you should absorb it with your skin. It feels better.
Yeah, you got that yummy. Oh, Robbie Triano was cooking. That was Taylor McGregor with Edwin Stansberry, Shota Imanaga's translator, and Shota at the end with the endorsement. Yummy. That was from, of course, the Cubs clinching in the playoffs. That was back when they beat Pittsburgh to clinch and then move on to Cincinnati. This is Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score as we join you live, getting you ready for Game 2 of the Cubs and Padres series here at Gallagher Way. There's a big crowd building in. If it is anything like yesterday's group, we are in for a fun time as far as the crowd in the stands.
Bears.
They will celebrate.
Yeah. Yep, thank
People
you.
Are saying Bears to Mark Grody.
Yep, thank you.
A time is being had. We heard Drew Pomeranz refer to it earlier with Bruce Levine in our last segment. Bruce interviewed Drew for our show. And Bruce asked him about the concept of pitching only one inning to give way to somebody else, like, say, what we expect to happen today with Andrew Kittredge and then Shota Imanaga. Shota, unfortunately, has an ERA that is over 7 now in the first inning at 7:20, so I feel like it's not the plan. It was probably not the initial plan to have Shota Imanaga, your opening day starter, kind of get the same concept in this game as what we saw with Ben Brown earlier in the season. But the results are probably going to be a little more consistent, knowing that Shota is the guy who's next. Is it confirmed? No. But do we all kind of suspect that's what's happening? Yes. Tommy Hotovy, the Cubs pitching coach, was on this morning with Mully and Haw talking about the plan for Shota and how they would like to execute this.
My job in that role is to make it as normal as possible, so find ways to correlate it to things he's already done. So he pitched in the WBC out of the bullpen.
Right.
So that was some pretty high leverage moments that he had to come out of the bullpen. He also pitched in the All-Star game last year out of the bullpen. So the other thing for me is the way I explained it to him basically yesterday was like, this is like a road game. On the road, you warm up before the game, and then you go in and you sit down while your team is hitting. And I want him today to kind of treat it that way. You know, warm up before the game, be ready to go, and then whenever that his name's called, then he just gets up and he's ready to go in the game. That's what they do. Starters do that on the road every single day. It's really no different than coming in early in the game.
I like how he simplifies it. That's what Tommy Hotovy is so good at. And Marshall, you brought it up earlier, yes, during our previous segment.
I think that the main thing is, if they've had this, obviously, this wasn't a yesterday decision. This is something they probably went into the postseason saying, this is what we're going to do with Shota Imanaga due to his struggles and due to what this Padres lineup looks like, specifically missing those top three guys. And then you can do things through the lineup really 2 2/3 times before you have to see them for a third time, if possible. I like the way that he made it relatable to us, how he's relating it to Shota, that, hey, this isn't as abnormal as maybe we all think it is off the top. That was a perfect explanation.
Yeah, and, you know, Layla, you mentioned it, that Shota has a 7.20 ERA in the first inning, and also, just to add to that, a 5.08 first time through the lineup, and he was bad in his most recent start against the Mets. So quite frankly, while every time an opener is put in during the regular season, we all debate whether it's, you know, the right thing to do, this, as unideal as it feels, because you want one of your aces. What's going on? Dion and the Shark walking around. What's up, you guys?
Have a good game today.
I think in this case, like, it could not be more ideal to have the opener and give Shota a try. And Marshall, I know you're looking at me a little bit, I think... Yes, your guy, your hero, Craig Counsell, will be watching everything that Shota does. Every hard hit ball will be taken into account in this one. Every fly ball to the warning track will be taken into account. Who that guy is, who the electricity is coming out of the bullpen. After that, again, the mystery. Could it be Palencia again? Could he be that guy once again?
No, that's not after 5
that's
outs.
That's a lot of miles on the arms. Yeah, he did have the 5 outs yesterday.
No, I'm talking about after Shota.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm
but
saying
still.
Today, to pitch back-to-back days after pitching an inning and 2/3 yesterday, I think that's
pitches.
Asking a bit much.
Okay,
well,
fair enough.
Craig Counsell was asked about this just moments ago, so let's hear what he had to say about the risk of using an opener during a playoff game.
We're going to be prepared for whatever happens next. We'll have all players prepared for what could happen. And is it something different for if Shota does it? Is it something different? Yes, it's something different. Yeah. That's part of... we understand that, and it's something. There's risk in other things too. So it's just the choice we're making.
Well, that doesn't make me feel any better.
Why did that just pump the brakes on my complete... Not to say I have a lack of confidence in Craig Counsell, but he didn't sound confident talking about it.
Well, because
it's going to be something different.
Because this isn't the typical plan. It's not. If it were, it would happen more often. And frankly, it doesn't. It's what you do. And the argument will always be, well, okay, the Dodgers had a bullpen game in the World Series. The Dodgers also have Shohei Ohtani. You know, you have to apply the scenario to who is in front of you on your team. This is who you're working with. This is the talent, and this is what you're dealing with. Is it something that you want to keep doing? Probably not. But is it the best use of your best people right now that you have available? Probably.
Best case scenario is that Shota Imanaga goes out here, does a good job, and now we go back to him being a straight-up starter in his next start, if there is a next start for him this postseason.
I don't know, because Imanaga hasn't been used like this before. So would you rather have this, Mark's watching a lot of The Office. Do you want a snip, snap, snip, snap, snip situation, or do you want it to be consistent? Is this just how you deploy him from here on out in the playoffs once you move forward? That's a question I think that deserves to be asked.
And dare I ask this? I don't know if I want to
I'm scared.
This.
No, go ahead.
I'm just thinking about all of the possibilities. Like, if there's a game tomorrow, are we talking about a Tyone situation?
Yeah, it's definitely Tyone. Okay. Tyone.
Okay, so Tyone's in your back pocket for tomorrow. We know that I assume Brad Keller is the closer today, right? There's really not a better option?
Because Kitcher just pitching the first.
Right.
Yes, Brad Keller would definitely be the guy.
Valencia threw five yesterday.
Yeah, so
five outs at anyway.
You're not going to have Kitcher for the eighth like you did yesterday. You're not going to have Daniel Palencia, I don't think. I think you guys are right about the pitches for the fifth. So there is some mystery going in today as well. And he said, as Craig said, something different.
You have Ray. You have Savali.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the Colin Ray.
Soroka.
Love that you brought up Colin Ray.
You've got Soroka.
Mm-hmm.
Because things went so well yesterday, he has all the options that in a perfect situation he was going to have.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter
bullets.
Of what is it that he needs to keep in the reserve for tomorrow. Because anyone who pitched yesterday, if you pitch them today, they can't pitch tomorrow.
Yeah, and the other thing is, too, is, you know, you better move it through inning number one. Like, that's the other part. You don't want to put too many miles on Andrew Kittredge's arm either.
So do what you're
not,
told
not
to, do.
Not to point out the obvious here, but let's start with the starter, so to speak.
If Kittredge can't get through the first inning because he runs into trouble at the top of the order, they will have another bullpen arm, maybe a Soroka or somebody who would finish
Soroka,
that. They're not
yeah.
bringing in Shota Imanaga in a dirty inning.
Soroka would feel like the option at that point.
At that point.
I don't know about Savali.
No, Savali's another guy who he can throw three innings for you easily. So if he's available, that's kind of my expectation for him because that's how they've deployed him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he can give you that. He can give you length, which is what the Cubs might need today.
But for me, too, I hate the fact that, number one, I'm talking about Ben Brown in a derogatory way when I bring it up, but I feel like he was the template for this concept here. The first inning being such a bugaboo for guys that you really wanted to depend on. Let's go back to even game one against the Dodgers. Who were the pitchers used in that game? Shota Imanaga and Ben Brown. You know, I'm not trying to draw all these storylines here, but this isn't what you wanted. Does that mean it can't work? No.
No,
that's how I feel about it.
I think it can work, and I think ultimately it will work. I think Imanaga is probably going to give up two or three runs, but you knew you were going to have to score, as we agreed on, five runs or so to get through this game with a dub and to avoid a game three, which they want to badly do. Because if you avoid a game three, so much more is set up for the next series. And if you don't, now you're thinking the season could be over tomorrow.
Well, even think about the results of yesterday. Like, the results of yesterday acceptable? If like, say you're in the same situation where your offense hasn't scored and then it's left to the fifth inning, do you feel as good about your chances knowing the body of work that the Padres have put together?
I was just gonna say, I would really like to see the Cubs score in their first at bat in this game, jump out to a 2-0. Like, Lele, I think you asked a question in the open segment. How were we feeling when it was 1-0? My feeling was, are they going to lose this game 1-0? Because the game was just, the pace was fast. You were getting closer to the San Diego bullpen, which, you know, is the way we've built it up, like the deadliest thing ever. It's the, you know, like, so it was scary. Like, and the Cubs just had 2 1-0 losses in Cincinnati. I was like, please don't make this 1-0. Please don't make this the Marlins series. Please don't make this the Colorado game in 20. Because wow. That's the way it was.
Game is the worst. It was the absolute worst.
Sorry, not sorry for that going through my head. I think it was fair that was going through my brain based on recent history and then the history from the playoffs, which you could take in or not. I don't care if you take in my silliness when I give you guys these history lessons.
If only we knew somebody who could talk about the history and baseball and the vibes and scenarios. Oh,
sick.
Well, we just found out we've got a guy who knows a thing or two about Cubs playoff baseball, too. He threw out the first pitch yesterday. Jake Arrieta will join us next.
What?
Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And the pitch. Swing and a miss, a no-hitter. Jake Arrieta has just pitched a no-hitter at Dodger Stadium. A curveball got Huntley swinging, and Arrieta being mobbed by his teammates. Cubs win 2-0.
And that is how we bring in our next guest, live from Gallagher Way in front of a massive crowd. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score. Happy to be joined by the man whose name has been brought up a lot lately. Cubs fans want to talk about him, and he is here, Jake Arrieta. Thank you for joining us.
It's good to be here. Yesterday was truly incredible. Watching the way, you know, Boyd started the game, Dansby at shortstop. The back-to-back home runs, the ultimate at bat by Horner to get that third run in, just just a team win, you know, and I'm looking forward to them closing it out today.
Well, and it started with you throwing a 90-mile-an-hour fastball true to form for the first pitch. Yeah, the honorary opening first pitch of the game. So what was that experience like for you? Take us through your day leading up to it and then being here and taking it all in.
Yeah, so I flew out here at 6 a.m. yesterday, got in about, you know, 9 o'clock, and was talking to my son's team before we came out here at the end of practice on Monday. And, like, you have to throw hard. Like, you can't just lob it in there. So, and then everybody here was telling me the same thing. I had no warm-up. Didn't even throw, you know, into a net. So I'm like, you know, screw it. I'm just going to see what happens. And I sailed it high, but the legs weren't really underneath me. I was a little nervous, more nervous than any game I've ever pitched, which is very interesting. But just to be able to start the day off like that and watch the Cubs get a win yesterday was outstanding.
I love the mantra. When you say see what happens, that's kind of what our approach has been mm-hmm. to this series, because obviously we came in thinking Cade Horton was going to be the guy.
Yep.
He's now on the injured list. When you look at this team and you felt that energy yesterday, how much did that take you back to your own playoff success?
Well, it really did. And, you know, when I was just sitting on the railing during introductions, just looking at the atmosphere and feeding off the crowd and just I couldn't be more excited for this group of guys, really. Just truly, truly amazing to be back, you know, in Wrigley, watching them, you know, watching us win a playoff game for the first time in a while. It's just electric, you know, it really is. And this team, you know, it's not just one guy. You know, it's 1 through 9. It's the bench guys. It's the bullpen coming in and pitching the way they did yesterday. It takes every single one of them. And I think that's why this team is so special.
I got a few things for you. All right. First of all, number one, I love that you're rocking the World Series ring. Yep, you just busted out for special occasions?
I was telling people the other day, I've only worn it 3 times.
Really?
And I felt like this was a good opportunity to bring it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other 2 times, do you remember what those?
I wore it to my brother's wedding.
Okay.
And there was a big event. What's that?
I have a ring somehow, some way too, because I did pre and post.
Okay.
Then, but I don't think I don't know if it's the Jake area.
Yeah, well, it's not the one with the rubies and the sapphires, right?
It's obnoxiously big.
It is a large ring,
but it's fun to put on. Yeah. You know what?
It's powerful.
I let a bunch of kids wear it yesterday. Oh. They wanted autographs. I'm like, here, throw this thing on. You know,
yeah.
Take a picture with it, and I think that's one of the important things to do with it. Let the fans enjoy it also.
It's a great party piece. That's what I've 100%. Done with it through the years to bring it to people who want to see it.
I'm nervous to put it on because I lose shit all the time.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
I misplace things.
Oh, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
My mom recently took the ring away from me. She said, I don't trust you with this ring. It needs to go in a security lockbox or something like this. So right now, Mrs. Grody has my ring
it's
currently.
It's probably smart.
It's a smart thing. Yeah. Here's the other thing I wanted. Two other really quick thank you. You don't remember this necessarily, but I think it was in the year 2015. It was at a Starbucks. It was when I was doing pre and post. He was at Starbucks. He was at the front of the line. I think he saw me and a couple other people, and he bought our Starbucks. He put our I got up the line. He said, Jake took care of
it. Why wouldn't you?
Well, right.
So I mean,
that is what you're supposed to do. But you know, little old me. And then the other thing, too, was I thought about this because Craig Counsell is obviously the manager of the Cubs right now. I remember in 2015, and I asked you about this, but I went up to Craig Counsell, and I said, what is it about Jake Arrieta this year? Like he said, when he's got all those pitches going that he has, it's almost unfair. That's what Craig Counsell said, the manager of the Cubs. And then I asked you, and you said, yeah, he's kind of right.
Well, he is. And, you know, I was sitting in the first row by the on-deck circle yesterday and just watching these guys out there on the mound and what they're capable of doing.
Uh-huh.
It's truly incredible. I mean, our guys pitched amazing. Everybody in the bullpen was lights out. But then watching a guy like Mason Miller. Like,
oh, my God.
How do you hit that?
Oof.
Literally,
us.
Literally, you know, he threw, five sliders in a row, and then whoever was up next, he gets 103. It's just unfair. It's unfair. So, with me, yes, I had a lot of action on the sinker, had a good cutter at, you know, 90 to 92, change up in a curveball. If all those things are working, you know, hitting almost feels impossible. You know, it's almost like you have to get lucky to run into something.
Wow.
If you're dialed in.
I feel like Ian Happ has told us that when we've asked him about it. You know, they make it look easy, and you guys' whole job as pitchers is to make it hard.
Yes.
I know that when we played the cut of Pat Hughes calling your no-hitter there, that you had a memory come back to you a little bit. What do you remember about the second half of 2015 when that was the case? And obviously that was the start of a long run of success for the team. But that was really, obviously, when you came on and just straight dominated. What do you remember about that time where you were that locked in, and how do you look back at it now?
Well, I think the most important thing for a starting pitcher, or a pitcher in general, to get to a point like that is refining your delivery and your mechanics and feeling really confident with your timing. And I was just in a period of time where everything was synced up for several months. And my bullpens were, you know, I could see a spot and hit it and then throw a curveball in this exact spot and then bounce a curveball and throw a fastball elevated and a cutter here and a changeup there. And it didn't stop for a significant amount of time. And you just never, you know, it wasn't a conscious thought, but you're almost like, when, how long can I make this last? You know, and it lasted for quite a while, and it was fun to do it. It really was.
In retrospect, looking back now at your various postseason adventures, right, what's been the biggest difference when you look back now in the times that you were able to get to the top of the mountain and the times you were not?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, in 2015, when we went to New York to play the Mets, you know, I think that we were just, from a starting rotation standpoint, we ran out of gas a little bit. I know that I did. That was the most innings I had ever thrown. The Mets were hot. We just ran into a team that was really good. You know, the stuff was still good, but they just had our number. And, you know, there are times where you don't want to give too much credit to the other side, but you have to realize they get paid a lot of money too. They're in the postseason. They're also high level competitors, and sometimes things just don't go your way. But you know, the wild card game, the World Series, I felt like I was going to do everything in my power to get wins for our team, and I wasn't going to take no for an answer. And was there a shot that I could have still lost the game? Sure. But the mindset was, I'm not losing today, you know, and things just worked out in our favor.
Well, you know what? You are part of what changed the bar for the Chicago Cubs. You guys set a new precedent that exists right here, right now, whereas there was a time when this gathering would be here and just be really happy to be in the postseason and dreading what horrible thing is going to happen. And now there's an expectation that the Cubs to win playoff games. The Cubs fans expected the Cubs to win the game yesterday. And that was what I always said about you guys in 15 and 16. You guys sort of subtly were giving, figuratively, saying to the Wrigley Field crowd, like, this isn't the past. We got you. Do you feel that a little bit, like that responsibility, or do you feel the change that you guys caused?
I do. So when I first got here in 2013, it seemed like fans were just here to have a good time.
Yep. And, you know, and they still are. But
they still are, sure, of course.
But now there's an expectation.
It's like, well, if we win, great. If we lose, so what? Like, we're going to walk around and have a good time. And now, you know, like you mentioned, the bar has been set at a certain point, and that's a great thing. You know, especially a city like Chicago, in on the north side, it's wins are now, you know, somewhat expected.
Yeah,
you know, and it should be. You know, I expected to win every game I pitched. I know the guys behind me also had the same expectations. And now that's just the way it is. And what better city than Chicago to have that sort of mindset?
Yeah, I love that you're here, man. It's
me too.
It's so awesome. I think all these people do. Yeah.
And then,
I think it's soothing for the crowd.
It is.
Yeah, it feels
good.
Right?
It's like a balm.
I need to spend a little more time here. I got a lot going on at home with the
Understand.
Kids.
Understand. Yeah.
Just being up here, I mean, it feels like home.
10 really years does. Next year, the anniversary.
Yeah. So can't wait to come back for that.
Yeah.
Any other message you want to give either fans, advice for the players?
All these folks.
To anybody here, like, what do you want to let people know just about what you think about this time?
Well, no pressure on the boys today, but I got to leave in the morning, so I need them to close it out today. I'm going to rush on the field with them.
Nice.
Yesterday was insane, and just looking forward to another electric atmosphere.
All right, Jake Arrieta, we'll give you another excuse, hopefully, to wear that ring a few more times. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Congratulations. And good luck on the upcoming marathon, guys. Jake is training for a marathon because he's always active. We have more to come here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.